intercepted! Oh my goodness, Jaden Hicks picks it off in the end zone!
Kevin Burkhart, Fox Sports. I'll tell you what, Goo, that game went about as badly as it could have possibly gone for the San Francisco 49ers. 28-18, they get beat by the Kansas City Chiefs, 3-4. They lose Ayuk. Purdy struggles. Mason so-so. Just not a good effort by the Niners.
Man, listen, I don't even know, and I told you this, who the 2024 Niners are right now, today as we sit, and they're 3-4, and Brock Purdy in a game where he threw three interceptions, and Steiny, I've been listening to the station and the callers and everybody, Bonte Spadoni filling in for Shasky. I mean, that arguably was his worst game to me. I know people keep bringing up Baltimore, he threw four. And it started from the jump. But the rat on the table to me is all week long, Kansas City week, we talked about how this game would jump off and Kansas City and their offense wasn't playing their best, but yet they know how to go deep within and get a win. If you would have told me Patrick Mahomes would have been 16-27 for a measly 154 yards and two picks and they win the game going away, I would have said you need to go to Kaiser and pee in a cup. Because you were on something. Steiny, they lost that game and got handled when Patrick Mahomes wasn't at his best. You lose Brandon Ayuk for the season. Are you happy now? Because to me, all I've been hearing was everything bad in wide receiver land for the Niners was Ayuk's fault. Now he's gone. But you're right, my friend. That was as bad and bitter of a pill as you can swallow yesterday at home. I just don't know where this thing is headed. I really don't, Steiny.
I mean, to me, that game shows that even if you don't play a great game, and Mahomes didn't play great, he made all the plays he needed to make.
Yes, he did.
Every time he needs to make a play, he makes a play. The 49ers, they just have not made enough plays this year.
Why?
That's the million-dollar question. That is the million-dollar question.
Steiny, Brock Purdy threw a pick on the second series. It was awful. It was like, oh, no, I'm not accustomed to that, so I'm not going to sit here and I got to get this off quick. Steiny, I'm not going to sit here and telling you I'm jumping off the Purdy wagon, but there's got to be concerns. This is the second game, and I'm including Arizona of the last three to where from the start it just felt like he was off. And now all of a sudden, the great Niner team under Kyle Shanahan, the offense that is, man coverage is their kryptonite? All of a sudden, nobody in red and gold can beat man? And now you're down a man. Because let me tell you who ain't coming through that door. The good Brandon Ayuk. I mean, he's done. That was tragic, man. He got his contract, hadn't lived up to it or hadn't been playing well, and you're kind of waiting, and bam, he goes out. And then Deebo Samuel, Steiny, what? Hey, I don't know what to say, man. I really don't know where this thing is headed, but I do look at the schedule, and we'll get into it later this week, Dallas. But there's no way I feel like they lose that game, Steiny, but the way this team's playing, would I be a fool to even say that to you?
No. They have no business just thinking they're going to come in and beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, but it's more about yesterday and just absolutely handled by the Kansas City Chiefs. You can say 28-18 all you want, but I mean, you want to talk about a meaningless touchdown at the end.
No, you're right. Could have had two, but Purdy threw a pick in the end zone.
I mean, that pick in the end zone to me was a killer. It's 14-6. I mean, you got to get three there. That's where it's like, you know, be careful what you wish for. We got to have touchdowns. Well, you take a field goal there, it's 14-9.
Oh, my gosh.
Still got action. Instead, you turn the ball over, and then they drive the field. 888-957-9570 is the number.
We're here for you.
Where you at, 49er fans?
How you feeling?
Just a game with very few, if any, silver linings. I guess Ricky Pearsall would be a silver lining.
No, that was great.
He played three catches. Just Mahomes made all the plays when he needed to.
Yeah, and let's put another right on the table, Stoney, about Mahomes. That 4th-and-7 run where he trucked Mustafa, who was trucking everybody in a Kansas City uniform, I mean, that to me right there, and I know it's just one play. It's kind of like getting dunked on NFL version. It happens, but my goodness, for that to – you know, that was so symbolic. The guy, the quarterback, the guy that's supposed to not want to be in a collision, you know, truck your dude, the hit stick on Madden, Stoney. Like, that just right then, I just felt like, you know what, the game is O-V-E-R over. So I don't know what's going on, and I'm being real with you right now. I mean everything that's the words that are coming out of my mouth. Stoney, I think I'm plays or minutes away from saying when McCaffrey does come back, it might not be good enough. That's what I'm seeing with this. That's how I'm feeling right now, early Monday, 10:07, that this thing is going left so fast and spiraling that it's bigger than McCaffrey. How crazy does that sound?
Doesn't sound crazy. Big play, the Mahomes scramble, 33 yards. I mean, that's the kind of play I'm talking about. I mean, no, he didn't play well. And he had no touchdown passes, but who cares if you're if you've got five opportunities at 4th and goal from the 4-yard line to run it in? And on that, I'll tell you what. Here's what I was thinking with that Mahomes play. And you guys out there know I'm not a Niners fan or an apologist, but that play's almost unfair when a quarterback starts tiptoeing down the sidelines. You can't really drill him.
Yeah.
You just can't, because you'll get a flag. And so a quarterback just gets to tiptoe.
Unless that guy's name is Greenlaw, then he's going to take the 15 and hit your ass, and he might hurt you. But I'm with you. But, Stoney, there's no excuses in. I do wonder if a healthy Fred Warner.
He didn't make that tackle.
No doubt. He's on one wheel. Wow. No excuses. I'm tired of excuses.
You know what? He doesn't make that play.
He's healthy.
He played the whole game.
No, and kudos to Mahomes for that scamper.
Exactly.
But all that, oh, we didn't know if we were going to hit him or whatever. I mean, that's not the version of the Chiefs that I thought would come in here and beat this. I thought the Niners were ready to meet the moment. And you know what it is, Stoney? This season, all season long, they have not been ready to meet the moment. Whether it's the end of games, against Minnesota, games against the Rams, and yesterday was just Brock Purdy, that was his worst football game, and he's had two bad games of the last three. What are we doing there? Anything to see? Because the quarterback on the other side that's wearing 3 rings, he's showing you how to win ugly. And I thought Brock Purdy was entering the phase of his career, Stoney. I'm not putting it all at his doorstep. I'm not. But I thought the Niners got 13. That's enough. And I think we're finding out this year is not.
And they lose Brandon Ayuk for the rest of the season. But this is where you got to look at it realistically. He's played 7 games and he's been subpar. So you're not replacing Brandon Ayuk from last year.
But the hope, though, Stoney.
Well, it ain't happening now. All right. And you know what? It wasn't going to happen. And here's the other thing. Okay, yeah, Brandon Ayuk, he got hurt. He's out for the year. That stinks. You're going to have to overcome it. But he hasn't been good. He dropped another ball yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a big, big play that gives him a first down that keeps a drive alive. He drops the ball.
Yeah.
He drops the ball.
That happened.
So,
but my whole thing
about
him.
You don't get wins in the NFL for having big names and big contracts.
All right, but the right on the table about this season for the San Francisco 49ers, to me, Stoney, guru math here is, if all that ails this offense and it being, you know, impotent and whatnot was the reemergence of Christian McCaffrey, then that was going to help Brandon Ayuk excel whenever that day did come or that game. So now that you take that off the table, I just can't get over people from afar. Stoney, and I'm hearing from fans talk about all of a sudden now the Niner receivers can't get open. And it doesn't help that Debo had, I don't know what you call what he had, but how much does that stink he couldn't play?